This Saturday, September 13th, the State Theater, 453 Northampton Street in Easton, will be hosting the Movies at the Mill Festival, with films beginning at 5 p.m. Movies at the Mill is a film festival created to aid in the redevelopment of the city of Easton with the support of Easton Mayor Sal Panto, the direction of filmmaker Gershon Hinkson, and the commitment of its countless volunteers and sponsors. This annual festival has become a beacon for culture and a provoker of positive change in the city. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. This year, Movies at the Mill Easton will take place at the State Theater, located in Easton's downtown. For this, organizers are working to create what the festival director calls a proper downtown experience. Festival director Gershon Hinkson.
What we've been doing with Movies at the Mill is what started off as a one-off to attract a developer to the abandoned Simone Silk Mill, which the city of Easton took ownership of, has grown into what I've been regarding more now as a project. When you think in terms of a project is something that has many different components at times, you know, many different contributors. The Movies at the Mill project right now, one of its components is this film festival. The film festival, I believe, is satisfying the cultural aspect of it, where you can come and bear witness to films that are made from people here in the United States and overseas, many different genres, expressing very different perspectives. So that element of the project, I'm really proud of this year, insofar as out of our 8 films this year, 6 of them that have made it through our vetting process are from the Lehigh Valley.
You were one of the founders of this Movies at the Mill, the idea of supporting the mill or infusing some money into a project in a local culture, like you said, the idea of a project, but you're in the film industry too, so you kind of have 2 hats. So this is also a great chance to showcase wonderful film and to have a festival that can showcase the film industry and the art and the culture of the Valley, and especially here in Easton, and at the same time also working on that, the improvement project. You've kind of got a foot in each part of that world?
Oh, yeah. And my chiropractor will tell you that, too, that I've been working the left and right brain, both at the same time and hard. If I can speak to one of the other components of this project, it's the economic component of it. That one-off that we did in 2009 has grown into this project. What we did was we created an event that people can go out and have a great time with dignity and not spend an arm and a leg. And that's possible. After the first event, when people said, okay, you're going to do another one. There's going to be another one. I go, well, you know, I signed up for one. But the want was there. And in that second year, we had more than double the attendance. And I said, okay, wait a minute. We're on to something. There's a need for this here. And I spoke with the mayor and the people at the GEDP about the possibility of a third one. And they were like, well, you know, we didn't sign up for this either, but it is beautiful. Let's give it a go. What we've realized is that what we're creating is a hub for the film community in this region. With hubs, what you begin to do once you establish yourself properly is attract supporting industries. If we could make product here that we can have distributed around the world, of course through the Hollywood studio system or on the internet, we could attract people that make the sorts of materials that we need or equipment that we need. And the hope is that they would be able to employ people here and further support the film industry that we are developing here in the Lehigh Valley. It's super exciting to see it grow like this. When you start to get phone calls from people asking if they can be a part of the event, you realize that you're a part of something special. This event attracts working professionals. We engage working professionals, and what we ask of them is their time and their talent and their resources. And there are many people that wear many hats. Mayor Panto, for one, just his sheer intellectual equity to be able to tap into his mind to figure out how to put on an event that can benefit the city without hurting the city has been priceless. Because if Easton's doing better, that's good for business all around. Ultimately, we want Movies at the Mill to be a multi-day event. What we've been doing by moving the event, been a vetting process. Do we have the infrastructure? Do we have the experience to host such an event around Easton over the course of several days? What we've learned over some of the years is that if you're going to bet against Mother Nature, you're going to lose. But what we also learned was Easton has so much to offer. Humor Park last year was amazing. And the years before that at the Simone Silk Mill, even there, doing the festival in those ruins, if you would, was a beautiful, it felt forbidden, but that added to it. But the possibilities lived there that night, made it magical. So in Easton, from an abandoned location or distressed location to the State Theater, the majestic State Theater. There's beauty to be found and experienced.
Gershom Hinkson, Movies at the Mill Easton Festival Director. This Saturday, September 13th, the State Theater, 453 Northampton Street in Easton, will be hosting the Movies at the Mill. For more information, their web address, Movies at the Mill. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.